Welcome to another episode of the VRMA Arrival Podcast. I'm your host, Alexa Schlosser, editor of VRMA's publications, and here with me today is Eduardo Mandry, CEO and co-founder of Angel Host. All right, let's listen.
Thanks.
So hi, Eduardo. Can you first just introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about your experience in the short-term rental industry, as well as a little bit about Angel Host?
Absolutely. Eduardo Mandry, I'm the co-founder and CEO of Angel Host, a company that started about 4 years ago. And my experience in the short-term rental industry basically started about 10, 12 years ago when I bought a vacation rental property and I gave it to a property manager to run. Really nice experience. Like many other property managers did a great job, but I quickly realized that there were some things that they were just not they were not capable of doing. They were just not properly equipped to do everything that I wanted to do. You know, I wanted them to use dynamic pricing and just, you know, and to have a revenue manager and to provide 24-hour customer service. And as nice as they were, they simply were not, given the size of their company, they just couldn't do all of those things. And I quickly realized too, and you probably know this, that the world of vacation rentals and short-term rentals is changing very rapidly, lots of new technology. So it was very hard for them to keep up to date with all the new trends and new technologies and new tools. Mm-hmm. So that's how Angel Host started, as a company to serve property management companies, to help them be more efficient and to help them generate more sales. And that's how Angel Host started.
Yeah, that's great. And I mean, that answers my next question of what's the need that Angel Host solves for. So that's really clear. So I guess jumping right into dynamic pricing, how does that help optimize revenue for managers?
It's huge. You know, I previously worked in my work experience. I worked at a large airline, actually at Air Canada here from Montreal. And I got a chance to work for a number of months in the revenue management department and understanding how they worked. And it was very clear how it's something that airlines have been doing for years and hotels as well. Using dynamic pricing, fluctuating prices on a daily basis does make a difference in terms of the revenue that you can produce. So in our case, we realized that simply implementing a dynamic pricing tool, and there's quite a few very good ones out there, will immediately give you a boost in revenues. But like everything else in life, it's like having a really good Excel spreadsheet or a Google sheet. One thing is having it and the other one is exploiting it to the max, right? So by putting together the right technology with a team of professional revenue managers that have been trained in the industry for many years, then you can truly get the most out of this dynamic pricing, you know, strategies. And instead of just getting a 10% boost in revenues, then you can get a 25, 30, 35, 40 or more boosting in revenues, which is what we typically see happening, right? Mm-hmm. But the importance of dynamic pricing is just undeniable. It's something that has to be done. Pricing by season is something that, you know, will definitely not get you the type of RevPAR and bookings that you would expect for any property.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, people are, you know, seemingly, you mentioned the airline industry. I think ticket prices also, you'll see dynamic pricing in the ticketing industry. So I think consumers are getting more, comfortable with the idea of dynamic pricing. And it makes a lot of sense, obviously.
So, absolutely. Sometimes it just gets a bit confusing for owners, right? For any of the property managers listening. We know how complicated it sometimes can be to explain to an owner that their prices are different for every day of the week. And if they check their prices today, they're going to be different tomorrow. So that is, I just want to know, but how much are you going to be renting my property for in December? Well, we don't know exactly. We can give you a range, but we don't have the exact number, right?
Mm. What do you have any other sort of practical strategies for vacation rental property manager owners that you can share for maximizing revenue on their properties?
Sure. I mean, our philosophy is that dynamic pricing and revenue management is just one of the components. Like, you can have a fantastic pricing strategy, but if the pictures on your listing are not correct, or someone makes an inquiry and you take forever to get back to them, I mean, all of those things play into securing reservations and getting repeat customers, right? So we always need to have a very holistic point of view on things. And so in our experience and what we do for our clients, we have a team that works very close hand in hand with the revenue management department, which is the optimization department. So sometimes we see a listing not getting enough bookings, and before jumping and saying, hey, let's lower the price, well, we know the price was correctly calculated, so there must be something else. Maybe it's that the hero image is not the right one, and we can actually get some very good metrics from Airbnb and from booking.com and different booking platforms to tell us, hey, this particular listing is not getting sufficient impressions, or the conversion rate is not the right one. So before making changes in prices, we first experiment with changing titles or changing, you know, the hero image or things like that. And we see that giving us the highest boost. Whereas if you just solely focus on pricing, well, you could be unnecessarily lowering a rate when, you know, it was something else that was wrong. We also like to keep a very close eye on the indicators concerning how quickly we get back to guest inquiries. I mean, the average in the industry is about 45 minutes, which is not bad. We like to keep our average at 5 minutes, or 6 minutes, because we know that that's what's going to help us secure more reservations. So it's that's the interesting thing about our industry, right? There's not just one single thing that will get you that booking. There's not one single thing that will get you to maximize revenues. Normally, it's a number of factors that help.
Yeah, it almost feels like it's trial and error too. Like, we don't know exactly what it is that's going to make the difference. Maybe it is changing that header image, but maybe it's not. Maybe just the act of changing anything will sometimes do like make a change, but you can't really pinpoint what it is that you've done that made the difference. But I think that trial and error is really important.
There's always a little bit of that black box, right? That you don't really understand what's happening in the algorithms from Airbnb and all the OTAs. But over time, we have learned to identify what drives those algorithms. You know, what characteristics do you need to rank high and to consistently get bookings? So it's a bit of a dark science, but it's something that can be figured out. And doing A/B testing and keeping very close track of the changes you just mentioned, right? You make a change. Did this work or didn't it work? Well, if you just set and forget, you might never know. But if you're proactively, you know, overseeing it and checking on a daily basis and then making changes and saying, oh, you know, I usually get one booking every 7 to 10 days, and now I'm getting one booking every 4 or 5 days. Clearly something worked here.
Yeah, that's true. I guess what overall would you say is the difference maker between a successful vacation rental business and a non-successful one, or one that, you know, has room to grow more? I guess maybe they all do, but what is that sort of definition?
I mean, we're in a very, I like to call it a very forgiving industry to a certain extent, because there's such a high demand for vacation rentals worldwide that, property managers, generally speaking, can afford to make some mistakes and still be able to have a thriving business. But overall, I think as time goes by, things are getting more and more competitive, right? There's property managers that are embracing new technologies and new ways of doing things, and those that are doing so and taking great pride in providing amazing guest services that have a concierge, you know, taking care of guest needs, but also, you know, reply to all the inquiries, you know, literally 24 hours a day. And like, when you put all of those things together, it does make a big difference. We've seen like very dramatic changes in revenue, you know, to the range of like 35%, 40%, 50%. We always like to compare ourselves with information from third-party suppliers, like, for example, KeyData or Transparent will give you a good idea of how other properties in your market are performing. So it's always a good idea to compare yourself versus those to determine, hey, I think I'm doing a good job, but am I really? Like, how are the others performing? And that's the only way to know how you do it. In our case, we see us outperforming 35, 40, 50% versus the market, which is the only true way we can tell if we're doing things the right way or not, you know?
Yeah. So, that's a good point. So what, I guess if you could give one piece of advice or tip for property managers, what do you think everyone should know or try to do that can maybe increase their revenue or make their business better?
I would tell them that, you know, when it comes to their listings on OTAs, don't just send and forget, you know, like you really have to be, the time where you could just publish something and just leave it there running and not making any changes and assume that it's just going to work, I don't think that's the reality today. You mm-hmm. have to be very proactive. You know, you have to put someone in charge of overseeing your listings, overseeing your pricing. And I always say, like, if there's just one piece of advice, is like, move to dynamic pricing, but do it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's one of the things that can give you the biggest boost in terms of revenues. But again, it has to be done the right way, because as good as the dynamic pricing tools are, if you don't set them up the right way, if you don't, you know, regularly configure them and, you
yeah.
know, make changes. And there's even some tweaks that cannot be done through the dynamic pricing engine. So, for example, length of stay restrictions. Let's say all of our calendars for the month of December 2024 have a minimum length of stay restriction of 7 days, meaning, hey, you want to book my property for December? For Christmas this year, well, it's a minimum 7-night stay.
Gotcha.
And then that's something that the dynamic pricing tool won't allow you to do. You have to literally go into the OT and make changes or through your PMS. And then as we approach December and the place hasn't been booked, then we start reducing that length of stays from 5 days to 4 days to 3 days. So yeah, the one piece of advice is implement dynamic pricing, but do keep a close eye on your listings and remember that it's not just about set and forget. You know, you have to be quite proactive. The more you are, the more revenues you can generate.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's true in general too, with like the pace of evolution of technology. Like, you could be implementing one thing and things can change and become different in the next 2 months, right? I'm thinking of like even like ChatGPT, which I was having a conversation with another person about generative AI, and how, you know, you can have all these ideas of how to use this technology and then it's just going to change in another month. So you have to kind of always be on the cutting edge of what's happening, especially in this industry. And so, you know, what might work for dynamic pricing this month or the beginning of this year might change soon.
And so that's exactly one of the issues that, you know, you can't imagine how much time we spend in this company putting together Sabre replies, right? For every one of the properties that we manage, you know, all sorts of, you know, questions that people ask us, from what's the Wi-Fi to where's the closest grocery store to having all mm-hmm. those great Sabre replies, which is actually a pain to keep them updated and to add them. And just recently, as you mentioned, ChatGPT, we realized, okay, there's this new tool. So we started working together with a technology company that has built a plugin, a Chrome plugin, for all of our agents to use mm-hmm. that are now using ChatGPT. So ChatGPT is suggesting a beautifully crafted answer mm-hmm. to any of the questions that our guests are having. Of course, we still have an agent that reviews what ChatGPT is suggesting, because sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, ChatGPT is just a language model, so it can sometimes suggest things that don't make a lot of sense.
Right.
But the productivity of our agents have increased quite dramatically as a result of using these tools, which means that we can now have better responses. And now the new reality is that moving forward, people are going to start getting used to a very nice and polite response. And no matter the time of the day, or no matter how aggressive the guest might be, or how difficult the guest might be, you know, with the use of these tools, we can reply better. So it's a constantly changing world. You know, you can't stay still, unfortunately, and you have to adapt. And I think the property managers that are faster and quicker to adapt to all these new technologies with the ones ultimately capturing the most reservations and getting the most guests, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, that segues well into my next question, which is just about overall challenges that property managers face. Obviously, the pace of technology and the way things are changing is a big challenge, but are there any other challenges you can think of that are facing people, especially in 2023?
Well, I mean, the economy is definitely playing a role. You know, we went through some really good times post-COVID in terms of bookings, and then we started to see a slowdown and we can start feeling it. And what that translates into is demanding owners, right? Owners telling you, hey, listen, I'm feeling the pressure. My utilities are going up, my costs are going up, and you're kind of like renting a little bit less. So mm-hmm. I think that's a huge challenge that will continue to increase. And especially those property owners that took on a mortgage to rent a property, they feel more pressure, and that they've turned that pressure to the property manager to perform. So I think the way we have helped our property management clients to deal with that is by providing them more information, you know, great reports that show, here's how here's how the supply has increased in that particular market, or how demand has decreased, and therefore this is how your property is performing. And even though you might not be super happy with the performance, that's still 20 to 30% higher than what the average is, the market is making. So by providing information and being transparent, I think property managers can weather that storm. But I think that's one of the biggest challenges that I see a lot of our clients having, those owners that all they know is that they receive their account statement, they see all the costs going up, and they don't necessarily see the revenues going up as well. Mm-hmm. So providing transparency and information, I think it's a very important way to weather that storm, you know?
That's my last question is really about the overall health of the industry. A lot of people have said, obviously during the pandemic, it was sort of the short-term rental boom, and people are wondering if 2023 is going to be kind of a year of more of a bust for the industry. But then other people say that the health is really strong and air travel is up and people are traveling and staying places. And I guess, what are your overall thoughts? If you had a crystal ball, where would you think this will shake out?
So I think it depends on who you talk to. There are certainly areas of the country or the world where people continue to travel. There's others that are seeing, a different trend. So it depends on who you talk to. But in generally speaking, I think the vacation rental industry is it's in a very good point. You could actually see hotel chains moving into vacation rentals as well. They're realizing that people like to travel to a place that has a living room, has a kitchen, and has some other amenities. So I think that the future is bright from that respect. But I think all property managers can expect more competition, right? Not just from the traditional channels, other property managers, but also from the large, well-established hotel chains that are also moving into this world. So then again, yet again, another reason why, professionalizing the practice, improving the standards, it's a must, because it's here, it's coming, and it will continue to increase over time, So, yeah. But I'm very optimistic about the prospects of the industry. I think, and I think there's a space for all sorts of property management companies. I don't believe that we'll only have like two or three super large ones taking care of everything. There are some owners that appreciate that personalized contact. There's some more high-end properties that require different type of service. Like there's millions and millions of short-term rental properties, and there's not one player that will capture them all, Yeah. So I'm very optimistic about it. It's a space that we truly love, and we've seen it grow and getting more and more professional. So it's just a question of keeping up with the times.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think it's possible that the short-term vacation rental industry will look mightily different in the next year, but it still will be around, is what it sounds like.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. I think you said it very well. It will continue to change. It has changed. It will continue to be more and more professional. The players might change, but it's definitely here to stay. That I have no doubt about that.
Yeah. Well, that concludes my questions. Was there anything else you wanted to add or share about Angel Host or your overall thoughts?
Well, thank you for the opportunity to speak with you. And one of the things that we always like to mention when we go to conferences and events, we have a team that can perform what we call audits, basically a review of listings on, hey, how is your listing performing? And so we conduct these audits. And if anybody in the audience, listening, would like to have one of their listings, basically one of our specialists at no cost will go in and will tell you what they see you're doing right and what they see the areas of opportunity are with your listings. It could be quite useful. So just to drop us a line, just to visit our website, myangelhost.com. And, we have a form there and it'll be very easy to fill out. And again, it's something free of charge. So
yeah, absolutely. We'll link to it in the show notes for sure. Great. Well, thank you so much, Eduardo. It was a pleasure to meet you and speak with you. And I'm sure we'll speak again soon. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Alexa. Pleasure meeting you.